Welcome to the New Hype Show. It's your boy Biz. I'm back. I'm black. I'm in and out of place. Medea. Y'all. Hey, man. I just came back from New York City. I previewed my album amongst some peers of mine. And let's say the response was very favorable, man. I left there feeling overwhelmed in a good way. I left there feeling joyed to know that it's actually going to happen. Me, myself, I'm actually putting out a record, an album, a collection of ideas and thoughts over some miraculous production. Oh, it was beautiful. And I must say this, New York City is the ghetto. And I mean that in the ghettoest way possible. Oh my God, that snow was disgusting. I went from palm trees to snow and rats and filthy trains, but I loved it. Very nostalgic nonetheless. Came off the plane and headed right to the studio. Oh, it was beautiful. Shout out to everybody that showed love those two nights. Yeah, man, played the album. I got a chance to explain each track, why I put it there, the reasoning behind each story. Yeah, man, I'm very proud of this album, and I'm gonna jump the gun and say this is a 5-mic album. Yes, I'm not gonna think any less. If it was, I wouldn't put it out. This is masterpiece quality. Yes, you'll never hear a story quite like mine, because I'm a Guyanese immigrant who has, because it's still going, an amazing hip-hop journey here. Could be, hip-hop has been prevalent for many years, but to have the experience that I've had, to meet the people that I've met, to have gone through the things that I've gone through, man, listen, the things that I didn't put on the album, oh, man. And it's so crazy because my producer, we speak like almost every day. He's like, yo, man, stop touching the album because I'm nitpicking. I'm like, yo, just take this out and, But, hey, I didn't do a release party. It was just a small preview. The initial release parties is going to be official because I plan on doing one in New York City, Miami, and Los Angeles. I'm going to do it like that. I'm really feeling this album. Because if I like it, you're going to love it. I promise you that. You're going to take away a lot from this album. You're going to know a little bit more about me. And it's actually an album. I shot a cover for it. It will be on your iTunes. It will be on your Spotify, your Tidal. It's going to be on your YouTube. We'll have accompanying videos to it. Yes, it will. And just get used to seeing that damn album cover everywhere because I'm promoting like hell. I will be on your local podcast doing interviews. So everybody right now, I'm setting everything up right now. I'm going on an interview. I'm going on an interview tour. So let's get ready, man. I've been practicing. Let's go. I'm ready. This is what I knew I was born to do. This is it. A whole album rollout. It's going to be beautiful. I have a lot of things planned, man. I'm excited. So, in Negro news, Meek Mill, Mr. Robert Williams. So Meek, his name has been in and out the news lately. His most recent run-in, everything on the internet go by so fast. The last two recent run-ins was the whole Tekashi situation and, the Kobe Bryant lyric. I have a couple takes on that, but the Tekashi thing, WAC 100 said his piece, and I was inclined to agree with him a little bit. Meek. It just seems like Meek's name's always tied in with some dumb shit. Even if he's right sometimes, it's just Meek. His name is just always tied into the bullshit. Are you not learning anything from Hov over at Roc Nation, man? Just... And to me, I don't know. I haven't seen Ross and Meek together in a while. I don't know what's going on over there. I don't know if they're still cool or it's just business. But, you know, he's over at Roc Nation. You got to learn something from Roc Nation is... You know, they take care of their business, you know what I mean? And one would think being over there would rub off on him in a positive way. But it's like Meek just can't stop being Meek. Okay, the Tekashi thing, I get it. You know, you had no choice. Dude ran down on you. I don't know how. You seen the cameras, it couldn't be good. Now, I hate to say, oh, if it was me. Now, I had a running, let's say if I had a running with Tekashi. I'ma just put my head down and keep it walking. Yo, there's no winning in that situation. So just take the ladder and keep it moving. You know what I mean? But I will say this. In the past, you know, the whole Beating Siegel altercation, the Safari altercation, ran down on Safari. And I get, you know, Tekashi is running with the feds. I get it. But Meek, I don't know. You should have had a couple of your boys, you know, do their best to run down on Tekashi. Even though, you know, he's under witness protection. I get it. But something. You shouldn't have just been walking and him able to talk. I don't know. And then he threw Meek in the music video. And I heard Meek put out the cease and desist. You know what I mean? Like, in a situation like that, there's really no winning. But the best thing, even though I agreed with Wack, is to, you know, you live that life, you talk that shit, yeah, you post the one to throw down. But Meek ain't trying to go back to jail, and I get it. But at the same time, it's like, yeah, you talk that shit, that tough shit. So it's like, yo. But me now, I'm going to keep it moving. Don't argue with a fool, because people from a distance, they can't tell who is who. Words by the great Sean Carter. Because in that situation, you know this guy's a dickhead. You engage with him, you're going to look like a dickhead too. And I'd just have my security or my peoples around me be like, yo, let's keep it pushing. Don't even, because you engage with Tekashi. You know, you playing the circus. I mean, you hang with clowns, you're going to be in the circus. And that's obviously what he is. He wants attention. Don't respond to him. Then he goes and he sends the autopsy picture to King Von's sister. Oh, man. It's just a matter of time, man. All it is a matter of time. This guy, I feel terrible even talking about him on my platform. I try not to talk about that character. Meek is just, it's one thing after the next with you. Like, I remember during the Drake situation. Even though Drake smoked you, I was always telling everybody, Meek is just one hit away for y'all being right back on his tip. Of course, he came back and he did it with music. Meek, just be quiet and just lay low, man. Just relax, Meek. It's like you just keep Meeking over and over. And then at one point, you know, people was, you know, it felt like people was picking on you. But I see why now. You make it easy for people to pick on you. You make it very easy. You want to like Meek. I like Meek. I dig his music. When Meek does his music and he's focused, you can't fuck with him. He, at the time, was the youngest, you know, hardest street dude. It's Meek. He was for the young people. And then, you know, Meek started getting older. And then, I don't know, man. I think you think with age will come wisdom and maturity, but it's like it was going backwards for Meek Mill. Then with the whole giving the kid a 20 in Atlanta, like, come on, Meek. Jay-Z would never at least learn something over there. Now the whole, you know, the lyric, the Kobe Bryant lyric, and then Vanessa Bryant sharing her thoughts on Meek, which was, wow. All right. For years, hip-hop, we've taken, you know, it's not... Taste, you know, is not the best, But we've done lyrics about dead people all the time. And I get it. It's a sensitive thing. That man died with his daughter. His wife said publicly she doesn't even want, celebrations for him. Because she's tired of hearing it. And we get it. And once the wife comes out and says that, I think you should respect her wishes. And I was hearing that it was an old song. But at the same time, this was my thought. It's like, you don't want to stifle nobody's artistic creativity in a way, I guess. Even though it's wrong. And then Meek, the bar was kind of weak. I think if you would set it in a doper way, also you got to recognize too, a lot of people died on that, you know, and he died with his daughter. It was very sensitive, Meek. It was like, oh, man. And because it's, I personally think because it's added spice, because it's Meek. And I'm not saying that if it was somebody else, they wouldn't have been hell raised, but it's Meek that did it. If it was a Drake, I don't think it would have been much sauce on it, because Drake don't be fucking up like that. And Drake is likable across the board. And I'm pretty sure if Drake would have said something, it would have been very tasteful. Well, you know what? Let me not say that, because I think Vanessa wasn't feeling Kobe about to lose 150 and he wasn't with me shooting in the gym. But I'm just using Drake because at the same time, Drake is safe. You know what I'm saying? But I think anybody but Meek wouldn't have got in as much trouble. But at the same time, I think the world is becoming super duper duper sensitive. I recall Biggie talking about the Twin Towers. I remember somebody said something about Aaliyah. I remember somebody said something about a couple of the dead MCs. I'm just like, damn. But I guess because the way they said it was a little tasteful and it wasn't a disclaimer by the people's family prior to the lyric. You understand what I'm saying? So in a way, it's like, and again, and it was Meek. In a way, I get why she'd be upset. But people, you can't tell people how to feel, man. That woman lost her husband and her daughter. So you can't tell people how to feel. But my thoughts weren't really on her. It's just the rap collective in general. When did we become so, when did the world, well, yeah, the world did become sensitive, but when did we become so sensitive? I see Chicago rappers been smoking on people's packs for years now, which is crazy. So it's iffy, but because it's Meek, you gotta relax. You know how people feel about you, man. And then the whole tweet right after she said that, even if it wasn't directed towards her, it's like, yo, please get this man's PR. Rock Nation, please get this man off his phone, man. Like, I know y'all paying money with damage control with this guy. Meek, I don't know, man. You gotta tighten up, bro. I'm on your side, man. I like you, but you got to tighten up. Cam Newton. So recently, Cam Newton was at his football camp and he was insulted by a kid. Kid was calling him a free agent, telling him this and that. You know how disrespectful hood kids could be, right? Cam handled it like a G, the way I would. Yo, call your parent. I felt him on that. I wasn't even mad at Cam. This kid got on the stand. This is a Heisman Trophy winner. This is an MVP. This is it's rare for black quarterbacks to be in there this long and this successful. He's went to the Super Bowl. You want to be where Cam Newton is. You show some damn respect to Cam Newton. And he don't got to come down here and do this for y'all. You respect Cam Newton, man. How dare you disrespect that man like that? This is why sometimes I don't blame these people that don't want to go back to the hood to show love, because it's shit like this. And I get it. You know, you want to talk your shit. I get it. But come on, it's a time and place for everything. And that was not the time nor the place. I mean, Cam initially said, you know, I'm rich. Then he caught himself. He looked, he said, oh, this is a kid. I can't get into banter with this kid. Call your parents. Call your parents. Call your father. That would have been my response. Like, yo, I'm not arguing with you. And then the kid, you know, immediately apologized when in a statement. You know, I get it. But me personally, since he want to put spice on it, I would have exited his ass out of my program. Or I would quit the whole project. This is why I get people don't want to go back to their hood and do shit. Cam don't have to be there. So what? He's a free agent. You want to be where he's at. And I pray for everything that you make it. Because when you don't, I will let the jokes fly on you. I'll be like, you ain't make it to the league. You broke. I'm gonna write that kid's name down and I'm gonna save it. I'm going to save it. I want to see if he ever makes it to the NFL, if he ever becomes a Heisman Trophy winner, if he ever even goes to the Super Bowl, if he goes to the XFL. Is the XFL still a thing? If he goes to any, we'll see. I'm going to see where this kid is at in a few years. Let me see where his mouth takes him. You can't disrespect Cam Newton like that, man. You cannot disrespect. Cam Newton is the man, a great player. So what? He's a free agent right now. Fuck you talking about. Accomplish 1% of what he's accomplished. Then we can talk. But I want to see where this kid ends up. His mouth is going to get him in trouble. And remember, this is the internet. Nothing never dies. It may simmer down. We can dig up this fucking footage. We'll see you, you know, mopping a Walmart aisle 1 year. Hey, wasn't you the kid talking to Cam Newton like that? And I bet you all would be quiet. You show some damn respect to Cam Newton, kid. The hell is wrong with you? Tighten up, man. You tighten up. But yeah, man. Bobby Shmurda is home. Bobby Shmurda is home. And let me say this. The same energy y'all was giving that snitch, that rat. I want y'all to flip that and give the energy for somebody who did the honorable thing with his friends. You show some goddamn respect to Mr. Akil Pollard, a.k.a. Bobby Shmurda, a.k.a. the kid from the 90s, a.k.a. Mr. Throw My Hat in the Air. Where the hat went? The hat went up to be successful. The hat is in space right now. It's coming. Is it coming down? It's not coming down because it's successful, baby. Yo, Bobby Shmurda is home and came home to a hero's welcome as he should. You show that kid some respect. He's from my neighborhood. He's from the 90s. He's from the 90s. Bobby Shmurda, he's from the 90s. And we wear that flag proud, baby. That boy sat down, took more time so his friends could come out early. That's respect. But in the same token, and I have to say it, I want y'all to give respect to that kid that graduated college in your neighborhood as well. Give respect to that young lady who got valedictorian at 12, give respect to that kid who's coming home from college. You know what I'm saying? Worked hard to get that scholarship. Let's give respect to that as well. Because, you know, I don't want, you know, let's not get it twisted. Let's not get far ahead. He's still, you know, he done some stuff that caught up to him. And hopefully now, you know, he's vindicated. He served his time. He paid his debt to society. I want this boy back in here making these hit records. Because I've always said Bobby Shmurda would be big regardless of rap. His personality supersedes him. He has a great personality. He's always been electric. I told you, I seen him as a kid in my neighborhood. Always had that electric personality. Was just always energy, energy, energy. And you could appreciate that. And shout out to Quavo, man. Bringing that private jet. Got that boy flying around, man. Shout out to you, man. Picked him up for a hero's welcome. I appreciate that, Quavo. That was dope. And I'm saying thank you because I'm from Brooklyn and I felt like I was on that private jet with y'all. So that was dope. That's hard, man. That's hard. Shout out to Bobby Smurda's mom, man. I follow her on the IG, man. She's, that's dope. You got your son back. You got your stinky back. You know what I'm saying? Bobby Shmurda, we want you to win, dog. We love you out here, kid. For real. You're like the mayor of the 90s, man. Heroes, welcome. And I don't want to see you in the 90s. No, I do not. You stay away from there. And I always told this story one time. Like, I rolled up on him. This is right when Hot Nigga hit. I seen him outside. I'm like, yo, dude, what you doing outside? You on the Billboard charts. Like, nah, man. Get far away. Don't come back to the 90s, Bobby Shmurda. Nah. Trust me. You could tell us you love us on IG. We appreciate you, bro. Trust me. You don't got to go out there. You have nothing more to prove to anybody. Give that energy to Bobby Shmurda. Next album he dropped, I want that shit to go triple platinum. Because it will be hit records on there. I know it. They got some heat coming out. I heard some snippets of some stuff with Rowdy. Okay, we waiting, man. And I just don't talk this shit. I bought Bobby's album. Physical copy. I bought the actual Shmurda She Wrote. I got the album in here somewhere. I bought the album. It was good to see all the guys in my neighborhood on the album cover in the back. I seen all of them, all the guys I grew up with. You know what that do to you? That's dope. I love it. I see Biggs on that private jet with him. You know what I mean? These are guys that I literally went to school with and grew up with. So, you know, it's when you see them in a place that's not the hood and they doing better for themselves. Biggs got the BK Lobster thing going. Like, yo, you feel good about that. You know, rest in peace to Pop Smoke. You know, Pop Smoke from the neighborhood, if you know what I'm saying. All by the same guys from my neighborhood. So I love it, man. I want these guys to win. It's only up from here, right where his hat is. It's only up. Bobby Smurda, I think Hot Nigga just went 5 million. Smurda, she wrote, did. I think it went gold. Bobby Bitch went platinum. Come on, man. That's dope. My man came outside. I mean, he came out of prison, hopped on that jet. He said he wanted 50 pounds of oxtail. You know, he had the little dinner with his family, took some pictures. Time to get back to work, Smurda. Stay out of the 90s, bro. We want you. We love you, Bobby Smurda. But yeah, man, that's what I got for y'all this week. I want to thank y'all for rocking with me. Again, Biz album done. Biz album is done. I'm going to say this every episode till my album drops. My album will be a game changer, and I got one. When I say I got one, I got a classic. I got a classic album for your head top. You see it. But yeah, man, keep rocking with me. I appreciate y'all. I'm on my way to the 70s. Dope, 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 dope. I remember my first episode, so I'm excited to be all the way here in the 60s. You feel me? But yo, it's your boy Biz. Keep rocking with me. And I thank every one of my supporters. I appreciate y'all. Peace. It's the New Hype Show.
Be sure to get at me on social media. Hit me on Instagram at It's the New Hype Show. And Twitter, It's the New Hype. And you can find me on Facebook at The New Hype Show. Send comments, questions, or if you just want to say fuck you, or if you want to send me a donation, holla at me. It's the New Hype Show.